Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Danny Suthavarakum.
And today's topic is Selection Sunday, which is the day that we're recording this particular podcast on, and it's the day that the NCAA tournament bracket is announced for real. And, you know, this is really the beginning of March Madness. All of the various tournaments are mostly over. There's a couple that are going to be playing today, but at 3 o'clock today, the NCAA selection committee will be telling people who is in the NCAA basketball tournament and in what seed, and then March Madness will begin and brackets will just be furiously filled out, like millions of them. So do you guys actually follow NCAA basketball, or does it only really matter during the tournament for you guys?
Tournament. That's all I care about. I care about making money, winning money, crying.
Yeah, basically, this is filling out a Keno board to me. I don't know.
You don't know?
I recently learned there are three Tigers in the SEC. That's about it.
I don't even know how basketball works.
what's this basketball thing? Why are they dribbling?
Why aren't they kicking it? Thing?
Who's the quarterback for each team? Like, is it the tallest guy?
Usually it's the shortest guy who's the quarterback.
So then who's the running back?
The running back is usually the second tallest guy.
Okay, and then who is the wide receiver?
The wide receiver is usually the second shortest guy.
So what does the tallest guy do?
He's basically the blocker.
Oh, he's a lineman?
He's basically a lineman.
Oh, okay. Unless you know, this actually makes a lot more sense to me now that you've decoded from football to basketball. I do want to mention that today's episode is brought to you by Skype, and not in that they're paying us, but we're doing this via Skype, which is also an S word. We are not talking about Skype anymore. Okay, go on.
But yeah, actually, I've been hearing a lot of that kind of thing about basketball because of Jeremy Lin.
Who's Jeremy Lin?
Have you heard about Linsanity, or are you being facetious?
Are you being facetious?
Which one do you think I'm doing?
You're always being facetious. Got it.
Asian? Is that why he's important?
Exactly. But that's one of those things where, like, even... Sharon's mom is actually a Lakers fan in the first place, but it's a bunch of Asian people have been, like, the older generations, been going, oh, I should follow basketball now. And they're like, oh, how does basketball work? Could you explain this to me?
That's all you had to do. You just had to explain to them how football works, and then they'll get it, right? I figure that's how it works.
In my family, yes. In other families, not really.
Is Jeremy Lin also really good at dropping punt returns?
He has almost as many turnovers as assists in many games.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I've been looking at more. Like, oh, king of turnovers. That's...
I'm not even going to say anything.
Okay,
sure.
All right, okay.
That's dangerous territory right there, buddy. I mean, you can go in all sorts of directions and they're all bad.
The armor...
I will point out that Asians are just notoriously selfish like that after all.
Yes, totally selfish. Anyway, getting off of the topic, the subject? What the hell did I
say? I thought you were going to say the topic.
I was going to say topic subject. I've turned them into a single word, the subject.
It's the Swedish version of topic.
Work.
Oh, nope. We're going to be in so much trouble after this episode.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my checklist out.
So Dom, we cover the Asians, say something about Australia?
No, okay.
Come on, we got to give Southern Hemisphere some hate.
But yeah, so Kevin,
Antarctica,
what did you actually...
It's really cold.
But anyway, when did you really seriously start getting into filling out brackets, since you're not really an NCAA basketball guy?
Because of work. Work has, you know, usually a pool going around at different offices, and that's where I first got started. And, you know, I love getting money, and I love listening to sports on radio, so... You know, I used to have to drive a lot for work, too, for my commute. It's about an hour each way, and so I would definitely listen to the games as I was driving back and forth. And then also I would, like, watch the little text boxes change on the multiple screens at work as well. So that was usually when March Madness starts, especially I love the first round because there's so many games going on. I'm just, like, eagerly watching these little points go up. I don't even actually know what's happening in the game, but just, like, I'm so excited because a lot of the times you get a few nail-biters and you're watching that while working and alt-tabbing back and forth. So that's really where the excitement for basketball comes for me. At least NCAA basketball is really the risk of getting caught at work.
You know what's even worse is that now that they've started streaming all of the games online.
Yeah, I don't do that crap. I think that's like the loser way of watching basketball.
Watching it live?
Yeah, actually watching basketball
actually
is the loser way
of
watching
yes.
basketball.
Yeah, that's one of the things I want to mention. The whole football to basketball analogy. NCAA basketball is a lot like football, especially if you compare like fantasy football to bracketing and or running brackets in the NCAA tournament. The main difference is the last 2 minutes of a football game are interesting.
The last 2 minutes of a basketball game are the most dull thing on this earth.
Can we do fantasy baseball this year?
Sure.
Okay. I really want to play fantasy something.
Yeah, my problem with fantasy baseball is that it's really easy to burn out on it. So you really what you want to do is you just sort of dedicate one day a week in order to at least this is how I do it. Just one day a week, you set your lineup for that week, and you go, okay, I'm sticking with this unless there's an injury, and then you do it. Otherwise, you end up spending so much time on fantasy baseball that you just go, oh God, I don't want to change my team this week or like today, because there's just, you know, if you get too into it, like if you start looking at lefty-righty matchups like I used to do in college, it gets horrendous.
So can
just
we actually
horrendous.
Create a league, and then even if it's just the three of us, can we just create a league and then just have a rule that's like you cannot change your lineup for the week unless an injury comes in? I mean, I think that makes a lot more sense. What? Wait.
Danny really likes looking up matchups.
Oh.
I don't know if there's any hard way to enforce it, but I guess that makes sense.
I just want to play fantasy something, even if it's fantasy. I don't even know what else I used to be in a fantasy Top Chef league.
You know what my favorite fantasy league is? It's the world. It comes up every time there's a World Cup. It's the Fantasy Cheaters League, and it counts fouls and flops things like that. It doesn't count people who are traveling and cheat on their wives, Kevin. It's not the Kobe League. Wow, silence.
Who's Kobe Bryant?
So anyway, but yeah, here's another thing about college basketball in particular that I can't stand is that, so for one thing, the shot clock is over 30 seconds, and that means that in the late minutes of basketball, if there's a slight lead, then someone will just dribble. Instead of for like 20 seconds, he'll just dribble at the half court line for like 30 seconds, which is excruciating. Also, Louisville-Cincinnati last night, the game was 24-14 at halftime.
Whoa.
That is a score you expect from football. It is not a score that you want from basketball.
Isn't,
when you are watching
college basketball, it's supposed to have high scoring?
Nope.
No.
Oh, it's college football that has high scoring.
Yes.
College basketball has low scoring.
Yes. The main things about college basketball that make it lower scoring are that the
talent pool is lower.
The talent pool is lower. It's much more spread out, definitely, that you don't have nearly as many. Well, actually, you don't have as many killer teams necessarily, but the thing is it's easier to make a killer team because you only need really five people and then a good bench to make a killer team. So the talent really spreads itself thin because the ability to be a starting player really lures people to different teams. And so it's like, hey, that guy plays my same position and is playing there. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Like
but
George
anyway,
Mason University.
Or George Washington University or
UNLV.
Georgetown. UNLV hasn't been good since Tarkanian's days, I think.
I know. Larry Johnson.
You just want to make the L right now, don't you?
Larry Johnson.
But, the thing is that college basketball has a closer three-point line, which you'd think would make it easier to score a three-pointer, but the problem is that it makes it easier to defend the three-point line because everyone just plays zone defense.
So didn't they change the NBA to use that new, that closer three-point line for a few years, and they changed it back, right?
I think that was the WNBA that did that.
No. The NBA did something like that for a few years.
Really?
Like when?
Hold on. We have to know now, because I remember this crap. NBA three-point line change. Here we go. There's a wiki page about the three-point field goal.
Oh, you're right.
They changed it for a little bit.
How far back was it?
Between 1994 to 1997.
Yes.
The NBA attempted to address decreased scoring by shortening the distance of the line to a uniform 22 feet around the basket.
And then they set the record for most three-pointers made in a season. And also and said, most three-point attempts.
Yeah. But yeah, so the thing is that also partially because the talent pool is just plain lower, that there's just less scoring in college basketball. And this is the thing about watching pro basketball. Unless you're watching like one of those historically bad games, then the basket is wide and the ball will find its way in there because, you know, the basket is twice as wide as the ball is. And so just because even the lowest talented teams in the NBA, they know how to score. The problem is that usually they're just bad because they don't know how to pass or they don't know how to defend or something like that. Meanwhile, bad teams in college basketball just are unwatchable. And so the only way to get interested in that game for a lot of people is to have them in a bracket and go, you know, this team sucks, but I chose them in my bracket to win, so I've got to root for them. You know, and so that gives you that emotional or financial investment in the game that makes you go, okay, I'm interested in this game, even though this is like the most terrible game that I've watched this week.
That's why I like George Mason.
Because they're actually exciting?
George Mason is my always, if they're an underdog, I'm picking them in that first round.
Well, that's because they made it to the Final Four a couple of years.
I love those guys. Amazing.
Yeah.
I can't remember any other schools besides Xavier, Connecticut, Kentucky, Kansas.
Yeah, okay.
UNLV.
I understand. Why don't you remember Syracuse? They have
Duke and Illy.
But Hughes has one of the most hideous mascots in college basketball.
What's the Syracuse mascot?
It's an orange wearing a hat.
I like that. That sounds good. Wait, now I have to see it.
Hold on, let's look this up.
Hold on. Orange wearing a hat sounds like a good idea. Syracuse mascot. Oh, this is
oh, dear God.
This is bad. This is not an orange. This is like a pumpkin.
It's the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
But with a really ugly nose.
And
it's
a
like
really
if,
big
it's like
hat.
If Tang decided to rip off the Kool-Aid Man.
Why is the hat so big? Couldn't they make it a little bit smaller? Oh, wait.
Why are their arms cutting out of his ears?
Wait, no. I can understand the arms from the ears. That makes sense. But the nose,
really?
The nose does not make sense.
The hat has to be that big because, yes, there is a human inside there. And
well, then why do we have to put a human inside there?
Why don't we just have robot mascots? Oh, man.
Why don't we have robot mascots? That actually makes a lot of sense, right?
Oh. I want to get taken over by an army of robot mascots.
Robot mascots,
I just looked at the story behind the Syracuse Orange, and it's almost the same reason that the Stanford mascot is a tree and their team is a color.
It's got kidnapped. They
used to be the Saltine Warriors.
What does that mean?
It means that they're a bunch of crack.
Oh, I see now.
And then
because of the abundant deposits of salt.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, also, no, that's a hoax. I lied.
But no, Syracuse's unofficial nickname is the Salt City. But anyway, but their mascot was Big Chief Bill Orange. So yeah, they had to change that one when in the era of political correctness.
Who created the logo for Otto the Orange? Because it looks like a kid drew this.
It really does, doesn't it?
I can't imagine an adult was like, here we go. And everyone else was like, that looks really good. Let's do that.
Let's go with that.
And apparently they've gone with that since 1982.
Although now I have a sudden urge to go to Syracuse and try to organize a fighting game tournament.
Because it's salty?
Wouldn't you watch the Salt City Rumble?
I would, actually. But anyway, sorry. We're back on topic. So, Danny, do you actually have a pool at work?
No. Well, actually, I might be able to start one if I were so inclined, but...
Are there enough people at your office still for a pool?
Still. There are enough student workers who would be interested in it, I think.
Okay.
But
yeah. Last year, I remember that there was an office bracket pool, and not only was there an office bracket pool, but our CEO was very clearly watching the games on his laptop because... I was kind of watching one out of the corner of my eye, and there was one point at which Duke missed a 3-point shot, and he shouted, "You fuck!"
Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Rutgers! Sorry. But you B.
Oh, great. Thanks, Doc.
Sorry.
Thanks. Sorry. Thanks.
We'll fix it in post.
Thanks. No, I'm really sorry, Kevin.
Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Okay, yeah, he shouted out, "You Rutgers!"
Scarlet Knights.
And, you know, it was one of those things where he was clearly not paying attention to what was actually going on at his desk, and he was clearly watching the NCAA tournament.
That's fine. I mean, you're supposed to do that during work.
No, March Madness is actually apparently one of the least productive months in American business.
So you're saying that March Madness is like the day that Episode 1 opened?
But for a month.
Or the day that a new Dragon Quest comes out in Japan, yeah.
See, I heard that's not true. I heard that's just a legend that was created. Because I wikied this, and it was like apparently not true at all.
Maybe it was just a strong suggestion from the government, and they just release it on weekends and holidays.
I think it's just like a made-up legend that people just keep passing on because it makes it sound interesting. Like Bigfoot and Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. And that's not going to get us in trouble at all, Kevin.
Oh, we're in so much in trouble. Hey, I didn't mean that. I will replace that quote with Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, but, what did Rutgers ever do to me?
Hey, Danny and I will never be able to root against Rutgers. You want to know why, Kevin? I think we've told you this story before.
I believe you have, and I've totally forgotten.
Do you remember the year that Cal football, it was the last year of Tom Holmo, and the team went 1-10 back in 2001?
No, I don't remember.
This might have been right before.
I don't remember these
in.
Bad years. 2001, yeah. I was still in high school, so I didn't have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, he has mostly memories. He has old Hedford memories.
I have good years.
Oh, you jerk.
I know, right?
The last year of Tom Holmo, the first game of the season was delayed by September 11th, 2001.
Okay.
It was originally going to be against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Yes.
That game was delayed.
Yes.
Then Cal proceeded to lose 10 in a row.
Oh.
And then they had to play the 11th game. And it was against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights as a makeup game. And they won. So we will forever be beholden to the Rutgers Scarlet Knights for sucking more than Cal that year.
So I am not wrong in that we replace certain things with the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
And it's better. It makes things better because the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, they will always hold a good place in our hearts. Because for 1 year, they were the Washington Generals.
Yes. I don't understand how this is relevant.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Wait, are you still on the line? Wait, you must be, because otherwise none of us would be speaking if you were cut off.
What?
What?
Whatever.
What?
What?
Wait, I still don't understand.
English and what?
What is...
The Washington Generals are the team that travels around with the Harlem Globetrotters and loses to them all the time.
Oh.
Yes, but that would make Cal the Harlem Globetrotter. Which just does not compute for 2001.
Okay, fine. They were the Brooklyn Brawler for 1 year.
I love how most of this discussion is about football.
So, one of the topics I wanted to bring up is actually that our home conference, the Pac-12, is actually really bad this year. They're terrible.
But we have UCLA.
But
I know.
UCLA sucks more than other teams. Did you read the Sports Illustrated article that
Yes, I'm just trolling you.
I actually missed that article. What was it about?
It's about why UCLA sucks. It's because UCLA sucking at college basketball is actually news enough because they are such a storied program. Because John Wooden guy who maybe won the NCAA tournament like a gajillion times. But anyway. What they've been doing is that they've been recruiting based on talent and not based on ability to play college basketball. And so they've basically become like the Oakland Raiders of of college not college football. I wanted to say college football. We'd rather of college basketball, because like there have been reports that the coach only shows up like at the very beginning of practice and then leaves while they're taking free throw practice. He barely manages them. The players get into fights. They try to intentionally injure each other in order to get playing time. Like, there's just all sorts of dysfunction on that team that is leading to them just not being able to function as a basketball team. And it's just crazy to think about, because, you know, like, all of this time we've been conditioned to think that UCLA is just full of really good players all the time, you know, because everyone wants to go to LA and play, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
You guys don't even... Oh, fine, whatever. Shaquille
O'Neal. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No, but yeah, so the thing is that just they've been recruiting badly. Their teams have just been completely dysfunctional. They're just a bunch of dudes with balls on court dribbling them around and not passing to each other, you know? They're trying to play like 1-on-5. It's crazy to think about. And then, you know, USC sucks because they've gotten a bunch of sanctions on them from paying off O.J. Mayo. Cal doesn't really suck, but they just look like they're just not.
There are strength of schedule issues surrounding them. And then there's that time that they lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, not 3 in a row. 3 out of 4.
Isn't that also Oregon?
Oregon's good at football.
Arizona State?
Arizona used to be good at basketball, but then Lute Olson, who was their coach for, like, how long was he their coach? He was their coach from 1983 to 2008. But after his retirement, their team just has lost a lot of its shine, and they're just not having a good time recruiting people over to Arizona these days.
What about the other Arizona?
The other Arizona's never really been a factor in basketball. Like, the Washington Huskies have been a factor before. Washington State, not really. They're still the punching bag of the Pac-12. The new guys, Utah and Colorado, even though Colorado beat everyone else in the tournament, and that means that they're guaranteed a slot in the NCAA tournament. I mean, in the regular season, they finished, what, fourth? What, worse than that? I forget what seed they were in the NCAA, not the NCAA, the Pac-12 tournament, but I think they might have been like 7th seed.
Wait, for who?
For Colorado, for the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, I think it was 7th or 10th.
Let me make sure of this. I'm going to...
That's good. They're the underdogs. They've got the momentum going, you know? That's how
Sorry, they were 5th.
Yeah. You know who else was 5th?
Who?
The Giants.
While that is true, it makes me feel sad.
The New York Giants, not our Giants.
Yeah, our Giants were the 3rd, I think, in their World Series year.
Hmm. Hey, baseball starts again pretty soon, right?
Woo!
Baseball spring training has started.
Yes. Baseball has started. Baseball statistic recording starts in about a month.
Thanks, nerd.
Okay, so baseball starts in a month.
Yeah, baseball officially starts in a month, and then we can... wait, so Danny, what day is Romo Bobblehead Day again that we have to...
May 5th.
May 5th? Do we have tickets for that already?
Not yet.
Have they started selling tickets for that already?
Possibly.
We really
have... I'll look into it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, back to the NCAA tournament. But yeah, so the Pac...
Hold on, we can squeeze other sports in here.
Hockey.
When's the World Cup?
The World Cup is this year, isn't it?
And the Olympics.
Which Olympics are this year? It's summer?
Long summer.
It's summer this year, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the Summer Olympics has that I'm interested in watching, because track and field really is dull to watch.
Sailing.
Rowing.
Oh, boy.
Equestrian. The one where you shoot
basketball guns.
Shooting.
Shooting. I thought you were talking about the biathlon. It's like, that's in the snow.
That's gun shooting. I mean, sorry, snow shooting.
Snow shooting. What is up with that biathlon anyway? Whatever.
I love saying that. That's gun shooting. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
No, there's archery and judo and...
Judo's kind of...
Well, I guess javelin is a track and field.
Taekwondo and fencing.
Also, the one where the guy throws the ball.
Shot put.
Baseball.
Is baseball still part of the Olympics? I thought they were removing it.
Oh, it isn't? Oh, never mind. Shot put, then.
Yes, the one with the giant like stone ball or something like that.
Yeah, the one where they throw the giant stone ball like a baseball.
Oh, hey, it actually is at the Summer Olympics. Look at that.
Baseball?
Yay.
Wait, hold on. It was officially decided that...
You know, so, the one sport we're not talking about for the Summer Olympics is actually the sport we're supposed to be talking about for this show.
Which is basketball?
Basketball.
I totally forgot about that. Because ever since the Dream Team, it's been one of those things where people assume that the United States is going to win at basketball.
Yeah, and I remember the year they didn't. And I remember how much I hated them.
Yeah.
I hate you, America. Oh, I mean, Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Yes, but isn't it basically the Olympics that caused LeBron James to go to Miami?
To play with Dwayne Wade?
Yeah.
I thought that was money.
Well, money was a part. Well, I think money determined if he was going to Miami or if Dwayne was going up to Cleveland. Cleveland has no money. So, Miami it was.
Miami is also more fun, apparently, than Cleveland. I don't know, but I've been told.
Well, Cleveland is one of the, like, the five most miserable cities in the United States, along with, like, Cincinnati and Detroit. So...
Those are just statistics, though.
That's only statistics.
Those are just surveys. What do people know?
Oh, okay. So the sport... Wait, baseball is eliminated for the 2012 games? It's not going to be in there? Yeah. Baseball and softball were voted out of the 2012 Olympics in London, and they're out of 2016, apparently.
You know what I really want to talk about is Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant... B.J. Armstrong, those guys.
Steve Kerr.
And Steve Kerr. Oh, man, Steve Kerr. That guy is a genius. But those guys.
Why? Why do you want to talk about the 1990s Bulls?
Because we're supposed to be talking about basketball, but I don't know anything about college basketball, but I do love the 1990s Bulls. I can also talk to you about the 1993 Rockets. Hakeem Olajuwon, Robert Horry, Sam Cassell.
I can sing you a song about Robert Horry.
Oh, yes. I remember those years because that was the beginning of the Robert Horry being the savior of the universe years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and then I remember the year after that where Clyde Drexler joined on so he could get a ring.
And he got his ring.
Yeah, and there was also Kenny... I don't want to say Rogers or Powers. But,
was it Kenny Smith?
Yes, there we go. Kenny Smith.
Who's now an analyst on TNT?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, he's a guy that speaks now. But
yeah, he was on the Rockets.
Yeah. Those Rockets were awesome. I remember them beating the Knicks and, Patrick Ewing never getting his ring and John Starks never getting his ring and the guy with the red eyes all the time, something Mason, never getting his ring.
The guy with the red eyes?
Something Mason. It's not George Mason. Okay, there we go.
Why do I remember the 90s basketball better than you do, even though I only know it from, like...
Right, commercials?
Like, from Genesis games, actually.
You're older than me.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wait, how does that have to do with anything?
Do you remember the revolution was going to be led by Jason Kidd, Jimmy Jackson, Joe Smith?
Yes,
and
I do.
Eddie Jones and Kevin Garnett. So out of those guys, okay, Jason Kidd became,
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, pretty great player. Jimmy Jackson just fell off the face of the earth because of an injury, right?
And also because he played for the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay. And Joe Smith went to the Golden State Warriors, so he totally fell off the face of the earth.
And then he went to the Atlanta Hawks.
And
where
he was also a disappointment, just like most of our first picks in the Bay Area.
Not just that, but they also he also cost the Golden State Warriors a bunch of first picks because they did some shady dealings to pick him up first pick. Because, you know, that was totally worth it.
Yes. Just think about the Bay Area's record for first picks. We've got Joe Smith, Alex Smith, and Jamarcus Russell. If only Jamarcus Russell was also named something Smith.
Jamarcus Russell Smith?
Russell Smith. There you go.
Perfect. You know, hey, there's also Sebastian Janikowski. Huh? 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 That one worked out.
That one was good.
Wait, what about Eldon Smith?
Was he a first round pick? I don't think he was he?
That was the pick in the draft.
I would have always picked Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan.
Huh. Actually, Eldon Smith actually did work out so far, at least.
Remember, there are Smiths on the 49ers team. Not all of them are bad.
Eldon Smith, Justin Smith.
Smith and then another is a guy. Pretty common last name, though.
It's true.
Let's see. Kevin Garnett went off to do something good, I guess. Like,
he won
championships or something.
He won rings.
Yeah. And then who was the other one? Eddie Jones. Whatever happened to him?
He was on the Miami Heat for a while. He was a pretty good player.
Okay.
He was part of, I think, Shaq's supporting squad on. No, he wasn't. Never mind. Not Shaq.
Speaking of the Miami Heat, do you remember what's his first name? His last name is Rice, and I keep wanting to say Ray Rice, but I know that's not right.
Really? Because I keep wanting to say Jerry.
Jay Rice?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Wait, what? Wait, no. The Glenn Rice. Glenn Rice?
And
is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, that guy.
But anyway, so Eddie Jones was mostly a Miami Heat player. He started on the Lakers, and trying to remember if they won any during these years.
No, they did not.
It was like 94 to 2000, I think.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. He just didn't have the right years to be on the Lakers.
And then he was on the Heat. And he wasn't on the Heat during their championship year either, I don't think.
Yes, he was always on the wrong team at the wrong time.
And then his last year was with the Mavericks. Oh, man. That's so terrible.
Hey, he's like the guy that you need to get started towards championships.
He's like the guy who, when you leave when he leaves your team, then your team wins a championship.
That is true. All three of those are good examples. In fact, he must be the most valuable player of all, then.
He's like the cooler, if that's what you're saying.
Yes, yes. He's like the opposite of Robert Horry.
Yes. All right, but let's see. We were going to be talking about the NCAA tournament, and really, we're pretty much done with that, right? Because, I mean, are there any stories that you guys wanted to talk about the tournament that you guys remember, or are we pretty much done with this topic and it's free for us to just talk about things that we haven't talked about for the last couple of months while we haven't been podcasting?
Did you see what happened to the box office for John Carter?
What happened?
It's like $30 million this weekend.
Is that good or is that terrible for what their budget was?
The movie cost $250 million.
The movie cost $250 million? Oh my goodness.
Yes. Wait, how long has it been out?
This weekend.
Oh.
And that does not include marketing.
Yeah, and they've
and
been.
I'm pretty sure that if you have eyeballs or ears that work, then you've heard of John Carter recently.
Yeah, because this is. I mean, I saw a free screening of the movie last week, and I was told, you know, that basically Disney was already writing this off as a loss.
Yes,
they were going to just sort of release it and then just never talk about it again.
Prince of Persia on Mars.
Yeah, and so the thing is that I watched it and I'm like, you know, this movie would be fine if the female lead never opened her mouth because it becomes a worse movie whenever she has to talk.
Some people might say that's a misogynistic comment.
It's not a misogynistic comment.
I know.
It's a matter of the writers being terrible at writing her. Because, I mean, the actress is just laboring under a terrible script. And, like, the thing is, okay, so I treat John Carter of Mars like I treated the first X-Men movie, where it's a bunch of movies at once all fighting to be the main movie, and certain parts of the movie are just made worse by the wrong movie winning. So when it's an action movie, it's all right, you know?
Screenplay is by Andrew Stanton.
Yeah, when it's a, when it's a sort of like mystical Western at the beginning and the end. It's all right. I can deal with that. Those are actually the most fun parts.
Here, let me tell you some other stuff. So Andrew Stanton worked on the screenplay along with Mark Andrews and Michael Chabon. Mark Andrews is the story supervisor for The Incredibles. And let's see. And Michael Chabon is the novelist that's written Wonder Boys.
I don't know what Wonder Boys is, actually.
It's quite good. This is actually amazing, then that their screenplay.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Too much money? Too much freedom? Yeah.
So the other thing is that, when it's like a Mars fantasy action, like airship action thing, then it just is kind of awkward, where it's like these like winged boats are really awkward looking, and I just don't understand why they're shooting cannons at each other and why we should care, you know?
So like, I'm seeing the movie later today, and I get this feeling that my favorite parts will be when they're not on Mars.
That's pretty much my that was my opinion of it, yeah. And then the thing is that whenever it tries to be a romance movie, then it's just absolutely falling on its face and terrible.
Is there any part of it that's really good besides the non-Mars portions? Like, is there something that I can like attach to and be like, well, I wish they did this more?
Let me think. The non-Mars parts were really good. The stuff on Mars, let me think. The stuff with the four-armed aliens was all right. It was. Some of it was. Some parts of it were better than others. Let me think.
Is there a scene in this movie where Jeff Bridges plays basketball with a person's head?
Excuse me? Is that Tron Legacy?
I'm pretty sure that's not Tron Legacy.
I didn't see Tron Legacy. It's possible.
I mean, the second Escape from LA attempt.
Oh, okay. sorry, I forgot about the someone's head part.
That's okay. We don't need to talk about Tron Legacy or Escape from LA.
Okay, but I'm just thinking, it's like, other than the parts... Actually, wait, there is one part that I really liked, which is the first part that he's on Mars, where he's just figuring out what's going on, and it really gave me a good vibe, like the part of Spider-Man, where he's trying to figure out how to work his powers.
Go Web!
Go Webs, go!
Shazam!
Exactly.
Oh, such nerds.
But yeah, during that part where he's like just trying to walk normally and flying around the landscape and not figuring out what's going on, like that was actually fun.
How long does that last?
Like 2 or 3 minutes.
So it's let's see, let's calculate this out. 1/160th of the movie, so less than 2%.
And then the Wild West and
Okay. Parts, you that's know, about so. 10 minutes. Okay, so you got 12 good minutes. So that's 10%. That's not bad.
It's better than some movies we've seen.
10% is better than zero.
That's really true.
What's the quickest zero you can think of?
The quickest zero?
Yes.
Star Wars Episode 1. Wait, that wasn't a zero. That had the bits at the end.
Star Wars Episode 1 is not The Legend of Chun-Li.
Yeah, it's not The Legend of Chun-Li. I think The Legend of Chun-Li might be our go-to on this one.
Seriously, guys, how bad could this movie possibly be that you're now using it as the zero point?
That's a pretty bad movie. I actually have nothing redeeming about it besides the scene with Taboo.
That's redeeming to you?
that's the best part of the movie.
That's not even a good scene.
let me tell you something. Like the fact that the Street Fighter X, you know, the second Street Fighter movie is worse than the first one. Doesn't help in a lot of ways.
It's true. At least they didn't try and crap out a bad video game to coincide with the release of the movie.
Who's better, Raul Julia or Taboo?
Raul Julia, hands down.
Yeah.
Though you could tell he was dying.
No, I'm sorry. Who's better, Taboo or the actress that is in John Carter? You're going to use this argument, well, Taboo never even said anything.
Yeah, which means that Taboo was better.
Who is the actress in John Carter?
Let me go look it up.
She looks like she wants to be Olivia Wilde. Oh, Lynn Collins. Okay.
That's funny, because I always figured Olivia Wilde wanted to look like... I'm trying to remember now.
I feel like Olivia Wilde is just in every sci-fi movie now.
Really?
This is...
Man, poor Lynn Collins. I'm just looking at the movies that she's been in, and it's like... Wolverine Origins?
No, whoa. She was not in... Oh, yeah, she was.
She was.
Kayla Silver Fox. Oh, okay.
Oh, she was in True Blood. Okay.
This is not very many big roles.
No, it really isn't.
Hmm.
And so
that's what it was. Olivia Wilde is trying to look like Megan Fox. Megan Fox is trying to look like Angelina Jolie.
Who's Angelina Jolie trying to look like?
She doesn't have to.
Oh.
She just has to look like Angelina Jolie.
Wait, hold on. Then, Bryan Cranston is in John Carter?
Willem Dafoe is a voice in John Carter. Let me see Bryan Cranston, who he
played. He is apparently playing Powell.
Who is Powell?
I love this. Who is Powell? Oh, a Civil War colonel.
Oh, okay. So he's only in the beginning part. Minutes.
Oh, so he's in the good part. Okay.
He's in the good part. Yeah, yeah.
John Favreau has a cameo in the film. Do you remember John Favreau?
As a voice.
Oh, boo.
Well, we saw that in the credits, and we're like, John Favreau is in this movie? Oh, as a voice. Okay. So, yeah. Willem Dafoe is a voice. Thomas Hayden Church is a voice.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not necessarily the best thing they could have done with their money, let me tell you.
Well, they might not lose money here, because overseas they've made $70 million. So they have $100 million now. They just need to hit maybe like $400 million.
Okay.
So what you're saying is they might have caught up to like...
They need to quadruple their opening...
budget.
They need to quadruple their opening
global
numbers.
Opening?
Because you know that happens all the time.
Yeah. I mean... Let me think of all the times they've done that. How about My Big Fat Greek Wedding is the only thing I can think of that even did that.
So how similar is John Carter to My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
It's not at all.
Better or worse?
What, John Carter is worse than...
Which one is it? Is it better or worse?
It is worse than My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay. Now let's start going into other territories. John Carter and Prince of Persia.
Was a fine, decent game. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean the movie, not the game.
What movie?
Okay, then.
Playing that game.
Playing that game.
Okay, John Carter or the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Like let me just get back to this. It's telling that there are more quotes from the Prince of Persia game than there are from that movie.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Evil 5, the game... Or John Carter, the movie.
Was Resident Evil 5 the... Oh, right. Yeah.
Wait, which Resident Evil... Sorry, you said 5 the game?
Yes, 5 the game.
Oh, man. I'd say 5 the game because I enjoyed myself in 5. Okay. Even while I was just shouting at the screen for having stupid...
That's true. Does John Carter ever punch rocks?
I would assume he does.
He punches something with a rock.
Oh, that is not the same thing.
Just not the same. You gotta... You gotta gut punch the rock and make it move.
Okay. So then, the first Resident Evil movie, or John Carter?
The Resident Evil movie had basically just that bit with the laser room.
The laser cheese grater?
I love the laser cheese grater. That's really what the movie should have been called.
There wasn't that much going for it, though, yeah. It was basically the cube, but like...
Yeah, I would definitely say John Carter over the first Resident Evil.
Okay. So it is better than the Resident Evil movie. Okay. What about, so then definitely you would say John Carter is better than The Mummy 3.
Was that one The Scorpion King?
No,
Mummy
2.
3 was
China.
Deadly.
Oh, God. John Carter.
now John Carter versus The Mummy Returns.
The Mummy Returns.
Okay, now I know what to expect. Actually, I don't even know why I didn't just go straight to the Mummy movies, because they progressively get worse. So you just
really
know where they fit in.
There's nice benchmarks for the Mummy movies.
Oh, John Carter or Van Helsing? Do you remember there was a Van Helsing movie?
Yes, I do. Oh boy.
Did you watch the Van Helsing movie?
Yes, I've seen it on cable because I needed to get to the part with "You have to die, but I want to live." Okay.
So which do you choose, John Carter or Van Helsing?
During Van Helsing, I did a lot of just asking myself why I was watching the movie, and then when I got to the point where I knew I was watching the movie, I went, "Oh God."
I'm just gonna go watch a John Carter so I can say John Carter so you can stop mentioning the Van Helsing movie.
All right, I think I would take John Carter over Van Helsing, the movie.
Okay, all right, okay. I can see where this is fitting now. Okay, John Carter or X-Men Origins Wolverine?
John Carter.
John Carter or X-Men 3?
John Carter.
Okay. All right. No guys screaming out what on the airplane for this movie?
I didn't scream out what, although I did just stick out my hands in disbelief a couple times. And I also did do a couple of my episode 3 snorts, where after just this really bad line, I went...
Okay, good, because there's two types of responses that I've heard you refer to episode 3 about. There's the really bad, bad, bad script, and the loincloth.
Hit my music.
So I wasn't sure which one you were talking about there.
What movie are we talking about?
Oh, Star Wars, episode 3.
There's a loincloth scene?
Well, it's the part where Anakin is starting to choke Padme, and Obi-Wan comes out of the shuttle, and it looks like a wrestling scene because he's at the top of this ramp, and he's got like his arms on his hips, and his loincloth is like flapping in this imaginary breeze that you don't see anywhere else, and you just feel like that ramp of that shuttle is going to have pyrotechnics and start playing his music.
You know, to understand what you're talking about, I would have to watch episode 3, so I'll never understand what you're talking about.
That's fair. That's okay. Fair.
All right, but cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed our John Carter episode.
Our Andrew Stanton episode.
Yes. Yeah, also, we talked about WALL-E and Finding Nemo and that we all liked them.
Yeah, Finding Nemo is actually one of my favorite Pixar movies in general.
It's coming back out in 3D, because that's what you want, a 3D version of that.
The thing is that I didn't actually watch it in the theaters when it was out, so I actually would like to see it in a theater 2D.
So when they do these 3D re-releases, are they actually going to have like a 1-2D screening of it during each day, like, you know, with Beauty and the Beast? Because then that actually is exciting to me.
Yeah, I would do that. I missed Beauty and the Beast when it was out.
It's still out.
Oh, is it?
On video.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Because Beauty and the Beast was one of my favorite movies as a child, so seeing it on the big screen again would have been awesome. Oh, well.
Yep. Okay, let's wrap this up because I got to get going pretty soon.
Okay.
You can always find us online at www.s-words-podcast.com, and you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words, and you can email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com.
I'm Dominic Mann.
I'm John Carter.
I'll speak.
I'm John Carter of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
All right, see you guys during the brackets. After Selection Sunday, remember, you guys have only a few days to fill out your brackets before the tournament starts.
Go
Should
George
we bet
Mason.
Anything on this year?
George Mason University.
Should we bet anything on this year, though?
George
yeah,
Mason
I'll
University.
Bet George Mason University.
We're going to bet George Mason University. Rubber buns and liquor.
I don't get that joke. No one explains. No,
tea green soup.
I can't even get all the way through. Spell iCup.
I-K-U-P.
You got to go back to school, man. There's this wonderful school called Rutgers. They have Scarlet Knights there.
And they lose to this even more wonderful school named California.
You know what we're going to do? I don't even want to put money to. We're going to the winner of the tournament this year will receive one copy of a mysterious movie about owls that fight each other with armor. I'm not going to say what the movie is.
I will add to this prize pool. They will be able to pick out from my attic any number of prizes that Viz gave us for AOD this year, including body pillows. Maybe the loser will get it. Who knows?
What you're saying is
I need to aim for the middle.
You definitely need to aim for the middle.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm contributing, a movie about owls. I guess you're contributing some body pillows. And
yes.
Danny, please.
I got a DVD. Either of you seen The Ladies' Man, have you?
Oh, you mean the SNL movie?
Yeah.
I have seen that movie.
Oh, damn. Would you like another copy of it?
I don't own a copy.
Well, let's see how you do.
That's exactly what I want to win. I want to win a copy of The Ladies' Man and a body pillow.
Oh, boy.
And then after I'm done with those, I can watch a movie about owls. Or maybe I'll watch it before I get busy.
Are we trying to discourage people from winning this league?
Can we mail those pillows out to people? Oh, that's going to cost a lot of money, huh?
No, it wouldn't cost that much.
Really? I thought they were huge.
The thing is that they compress really well.
I think they're already compressed.
So can we send some to our listeners as prizes?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, you guys. You know what that means. That means you got to spam twitter.com/s_words. Tell them what you thought of John Carter for a chance to win a body pillow.
Not only you should what you thought of John Carter, you should tell us what you thought of it in comparison to other bad movies.
Also, rate John Carter against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights and George Mason University.
Yes, compare it to a traditional tournament team.
And also compare them to Horace Grant.
And compare them to A Summer's Day.
And Lynn Collins. Oh, no, that took it too far. No, don't include her, please.
Please don't include her.
That doesn't matter. All these tweets are going to Dom.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening to our basketball episode,
which turned into our John Carter episode.
And included football and baseball.
That's true. And
Olympic sports.
The Olympics. All right. Later, Kevin. Have a good day.
That was Kron Legacy. Okay. I'll see you guys.
Bye.
Take care.